Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I got some voices with me this morning. I got some green. You guys all wearing green today. I really like that. That's cool. Yeah. You can imagine. It's got a high school football team, and they're wearing green, of course. Carrollton Hawks. Welcome, the Hawks. I have with me Coach Rodney Flowers, Grant Cox, and Eli Flowers and Lucas Howard, all with me in the studio today. Welcome, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Everybody's doing good? Coach, you doing good?
I'm awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you having us down. We're excited.
Yes, we're this year, if you're just listening, if you're tuning in and listening, this year WJBM is going to cover all three of our football teams in our listening area within Carrollton, Calhoun, and Jersey. We're going to, in what they call, every game will be covered. And we're going to do what's called the Friday night roundup when they're all playing at one time. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And you can keep track of. Now, we'd like to include some other schools, but we got to start somewhere. We're starting with three. We'll see if we can pull that off, which I know we will. Coach Rodney Flowers. Gosh, now, Coach, how long have you been coaching at Carrollton football?
Yeah, at Carrollton, drawing a blank there because this is my 30th as an assistant, third as head coach, but I did have a short stint at Illinois College after I graduated there in 95, 96, 97, back at Carrollton, up to Jacksonville for 4 years helping Coach Grounds turn that program around, and then came back to Carrollton in 06 with my brother Nick, and the rest is history.
I see. So now, as your brother Nick was head coach for 30 years, you said?
Now, Nick, actually, he was head coach for 18. He was up at North Green for a couple years, and he interned over at Southwestern with Kevin Bowman. So he had had enough after 18 years, and so, yeah.
Now, what's the what do you find as a striking difference between being the assistant and being the head coach of the Hawks?
Responsibility.
Okay.
And, you know, Nick always had all of us prepared to take over the reins if a coach went down or if we maneuvered coaches around. So we've all got experience. And actually it happened 1 year when Nick got sick and we all had to step up and coach in a conference championship game against Greenfield. So that was fun. The biggest difference is really responsibility. And I look at being a head coach as more of a general manager, mm-hmm. manage the whole program, which means from the ground up, bottom up, you know, program development, getting quality and, you know, high character, intentional assistant coaches that pour into these kids on top of making sure we're getting 2 and 3 sport athletes in place, along with the developmental of those athletes. And then all the volunteers. I got an all-volunteer staff. It takes 27 volunteers to put on a high school football game.
I'll be darned.
And so when you the fundraising, and so when you take a step back, there's a lot of management of being a head coach versus a position coach.
Now, do you teach as well?
I don't. I'm in sales and marketing, and I'm blessed to be able to give back in this way, and that's why I love coaching.
Fantastic. It's great that you're able to do that for sure. And we know you put hours and hours, but you love it.
It's year round.
It never stops.
It's year round, and we have clinics and we have, you know, off season weightlifting.
I'm going to skip over here to Grant. Grant Cox. Now, what position are you playing, Grant?
I play like a hybrid wide receiver. So I'm like a wide receiver running back.
Wide receiver, a hybrid. What do you mean by that?
So, like, I move around the field a lot. Sometimes we go into a double backfield with two running backs.
Yeah, it sounds a little complicated, is it?
No, it's not that complicated.
It's not. All right, well, that's good. I've got to ask you a question. Okay, you're a senior, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have you participated every year as in Carrollton football?
Yeah, I've been in playing football for 4 years.
Okay. This season coming up, I know you guys are going to be strong. I know you're going to be very competitive. If you could pick for sure one game that you could play really well and come up on top. Is there a game out there in regular season?
I think it'd probably be against Calhoun. They're just such a good team, excellent players, excellent coaching staff. I just think it'd be a great game.
Yeah, well, there's a good rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
How long is that, Coach, how long has that rivalry been going on?
As long as I've been alive, I mean, for sure. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah. As long as there's a school, there's a rivalry between Calhoun and Carroll. And it's great. It's so much fun to go to those games.
It is. I want to just say we like a healthy rivalry and not a mean or an arrogant or a aggressive rivalry. And we have that with them and Greenfield. It's a positive rivalry. Yeah. We're making each other better.
And that's all three schools for sure. This year, at WJBM, it worked out so that we'll be able to cover live the Calhoun and Carrollton game on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. Eli Flowers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Eli Flowers. Now, Eli, you are a nephew of your coach, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? So how long? You've been playing for?
All 4 years of high school.
And what position are you playing?
I play DN and tight end.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So in tight end, coach ever throw the ball to you?
A couple times, yeah.
He does?
He'll get it out there to me.
Yeah. Do you got like certain plays receiving plays do you have in the offense?
I'm in every single receiving, like throwing play.
You're always available?
Yeah. But they can move me around and be blocking inside. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have a good relationship with the quarterback?
Like,
you
tell him, hey, he's my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever tell, like, when you're a huddle? Have you ever said, hey, cuz, I'm going to be open. Yep. You throw the ball to me. Yeah. Have you caught any in the touch in the end zone this last year? Yeah. That's fun. Now, whenever you catch the ball and you score a touchdown, do you like jump up and spike it?
No.
Do you like throw it between your legs, or you dance, or is it something?
No, it's usually go celebrate with my teammates.
Yep. Oh, you do? All right. During the game, right?
Not
afterwards. Afterwards, you're going straight home, straight to bed.
Straight to an ice bath.
I know that. To an ice bath. Yes. And we have Lucas Howard. Yes. So Lucas, you're running back.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. And I heard that you love to hunt.
Yeah.
You love duck hunting. You love anything to do with hunting. So what do you love more, football or hunting? If you had to pick one, what's it going to be? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Definitely football, just because you can't do it forever. You can hunt forever. So.
That's right. That is very important to remember. That's for sure. So you're playing linebacker?
Yep.
And tell me a little bit about, are you playing middle, corner,
outside linebacker.
Outside? Do you like that position?
Yeah, a lot more. Just because I can go out and I can press kids or I can – I'm just more free. I can do more stuff. Because middle, you have to fill gaps and you don't really have to worry about anything else other than the middle. But outside, I can be free. I just like going out and I can press kids and –
Yeah, and you get a chance for some sacks occasionally.
Yeah, he doesn't like to press me a lot. Or he doesn't like to shoot me a lot. No.
He doesn't?
That's blitz in our. Yeah.
Well, some bad things can happen. You have to be careful of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's your expectations? We talked a little bit before. Yeah. What is your expectations of the junior class? Because it's a small school. Everybody, it's not just all seniors. So, I mean, you got some sophomores, some juniors that have to play. What do you expect of the younger
kids? Well, my expectations are high because I've seen what they've put in all summer long. They've been putting in a bunch of work, and all of them, really. But they're getting put in spots that, I mean, my sophomore year, I got put in a spot, and I didn't, because we came off of a state run my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And so I know what it's like, and it's tough, they have a lot on them right now, but I think they're going to do really good just because they've been putting in work a lot.
I'm going to go back to Eli here in a second, but if you could defeat one team.
Yeah.
Right. Who's that going to be this
Calhoun.
Year? Calhoun. Yeah. Everybody's after Calhoun this year, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a great matchup. Now, Eli, I know you probably got a different team.
Yeah.
Who do you want to knock out?
Well, I always think we take one game at a time, so I'm always thinking about Beardstown right now.
That's what Coach always tells you. Take one game at a time.
Well, obviously, we're going to win week one, but Calhoun's always in the back of our minds. Has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. I'm getting excited about the game right now. I can't wait. Coach, back to you. Now, Coach, what did you go with the same offense and defensive schemes that your brother did?
Yeah, we've kept everything very similar. We changed up terminology. We had a lot of teams and programs starting to pick up on what we were doing, what we were calling things. So we're same concepts. We've just changed terminology, and we've always adjusted everything to our personnel. So last year we had some big boys up front, and we did more running to throwing. This year we've got more quick kids, more athletic kids. So we're going to be a throw to run type team. So we're going to try to stretch a defense to then hit them with some run.
And so what kind of offense do you run?
Yeah, we would consider ourselves spread. We're a spread. And Nick and I and our staff decided that probably after late 2000s, early, teens, we knew that we traditionally had basketball, baseball type kids.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that we had to spread them across the field and put them in space and let them play. We also know that it's more fun to be in a spread system because they all get to touch the ball and get to play backyard football. And really lastly was we decided to go spread because we knew we had to be able to throw the ball to get where we need to in the postseason and defend a good spread team.
Mm-hmm.
So it made sense after we started really researching what we wanted to become. We said we got to be a spread team. Athletes, spread the field, postseason.
Of how many games you played? Nine games?
Nine regular season.
Nine regular season. But those opponents, how many spreads will you see?
We'll only see one, and that's week nine against Route, traditional spread. Everybody throws the ball a bit. Greenfield did last year a lot because they're athletes, but we believe they're going to be back, toe-to-toe and trying to control the clock, the tempo. Everybody's capable of throwing the ball, but will they when they have to? And we don't ever want to be in that situation. We want to be able to throw the ball when we want to. And I'm really, you go back and watch state titles, state championship games. I watched Illini West Carthage lose state title games because they couldn't throw the ball. I watched last year Lena in the fourth quarter, Camp Point has them on their heels. And if they can throw the ball, they can move it in the fourth quarter and try to go win the state championship. Lena couldn't do it. So we don't ever want to put ourselves in a situation in the postseason that we can't do something.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense listening to you that you want to throw, you want to be able to throw throughout the court. Even if you could beat a team, just like taking it straight at them, you still want to throw because the guys need to be used to throwing in a critical situation. You can't just throw it out when you're desperate. It's got to be something that is on the attack. It makes it you're a lot more of a threat. Now, defensively, what do you guys do?
I've always been an odd front type of guy, so I've always been a 50 type of guy. So mm-hmm. when you pull back the layers, you can call a 5-3, you can call it a 3-5-3, you can call a 5-2 scheme, a 3-4 scheme. So I've always been an odd front guy because mm-hmm. I like to attack. So our defense is built around attacking an offense and keeping them on their heels, keeping them frustrated, taking calculated risk. So the quicker we are, the more we can attack them with stunts, blitzes, mix up the coverages. That's who we are, and that's what we've evolved to.
Grant, I'm going to go back to you. Question, what do you appreciate about your coach and the way he coaches? You've had a lot of different coaches,
yeah,
right? What do you appreciate about him?
Well, he always makes sure we're prepared for the games we play and for any adversities we face. So, like, say a player goes down with an injury, we always have some sort of plan to back it up. Uh-huh. He always makes sure we're prepared for anything.
So you feel pretty confident in and coach anything he does. You guys are all.
Oh yeah, we trust him 100%.
Yeah, Eli, I know that coach is your uncle, right? So, but how about assistant coaches? Do you got some assistant coaches that you'd like to do a shout out for? You think? Yeah,
who
you
got? My cousin Jordan's actually one of my coaches. He's really like my coach, like DN coach and tight end some in there, but he's taught me a lot. BC used to play D end. He used to play D end back in high school and college, so he's taught me a lot of what I know.
Yeah. So when you're playing defensive end, all right, are you reading that
quarterback
tackle?
I'm really reading the quarterback.
Are you reading quarterback?
These days, tackle just really are one step back. You can.
They're not. Yeah. Tackles are tackles. Yeah.
I like to. I like to read the quarterback. See what he does.
You can. Okay.
It's more of my thing.
I got you. How about you, Lucas? Whenever you're playing linebacker, are you reading the quarterback as well, or you got some other pinpoints?
Well, it just depends on where I am at the field. If I'm out pressing someone, I'm reading it. I'm really looking and see if it's a pass or a run. And then if I'm pressing, I'm pressing the guy. So I'm always a flat player. And then when I'm in the box, I'll see if a guard's pulling my way, then I'll go and fill. Or if I see a hole open up, then I'm filling. So,
if you had your pick on what you like to defend, you like defending the pass or the outside run?
I don't really know because that's a tough question because I don't know. I do like pressing kids when I'm out.
Well, you've mentioned press like 15 times in this interview, so I know you like pressing them, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like to press them and then hang them out to dry, right? Yeah. I hear you.
That's a tough question, but I don't know.
All right, you'll take either one. Okay. Coach, I got to ask you about in a small school, how many kids we got in Carrollton High School?
Unfortunately, we're getting down to like 170, 180. So 90 boys, 90 girls, the most. Yeah,
I see. And how do you recruit? Because you can't recruit outside your area. So how do you like keep in the program? How do you keep the program going?
Yeah, we have a motto that says tradition never graduates. And so in order to make that happen, we have to develop the younger levels. The Junior Football League program runs our schemes. You know, it's something that we shared with Calhoun years ago. The keys to our success were quality junior football league, running what the high school team does, running the fundamentals, the concepts, financial stability. You know, our Hawk Pride Football Club gives us that financial stability.
Got to have them fundraisers.
And I know Calhoun's done that as well. So hopefully they've looked at us as a partner and a mentor a little bit on helping develop their program back to where it is. I'm good friends. I coach JD and Nate, your nephews, at IC actually. So our families have been known each other for a while. But back to the recruiting piece, we started flag football last year. There's a national trend, there's a statewide trend, and a local trend of less and less kids going out for football.
Yeah,
it's concerning. There's multiple reasons we could be here all day talking about it, but we said, we don't want to have any regrets as a program and as a club, a football club, to invest in the future. So we had 60 kids sign up for flag football last year, not just for Carrollton, but for area kids if they wanted to come and participate. And this year, I believe we're at like 48 or 50 again. So getting the football in the hands of these kids, showing them our schemes and letting them get out and run around and have fun. Anything away from staying home, being on video games and laying around.
Oh, man. So that's for sure.
That's our recruiting is pouring into the youth.
Do you, but you guys don't have a co-op school. So many of the small schools, well, they got a co-op, you know, I mean, but you have none.
Yeah. So far we haven't had to, but, unfortunately,
would you like to?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's the future is, I mean, we're all realists. We have population decline in Carrollton. We have enrollment decline. 8-man football's on the rise across the state. There's over 50 kids or 50 schools now in 8-man football. And really it comes down to what Coach Bowman told us years ago was quality of practice. The reason he set up the co-op with Greenfield Palmyra back in the early 2000s was numbers. I tease him about winning and losing. Mm-hmm. He said that's part of it, but it's about program development and quality of practice. If we want our kids to have a good, fun experience, we can't let them get beat up on in practice. And so I don't ever want to put seniors against freshmen. Unfortunately, with low numbers, you don't have freshman program anymore. Really? So now we're relying on just JV and varsity, and it's just the quality of practice. How do I prepare against a Camp Point speed and strength when I don't have that to show them? How do I prepare for these kids against Beardstown who are big, strong, and fast? We can't acclimate that in practice. So it's a concern for us, and I believe all options are on the table for the future of how what's in the best interest of Carrollton football.
Yes. Fellas, I got you one last chance. Is there anything you want to say before we cut this interview?
I think I'm good.
You're good? You're good? All right. How about you, Eli? Come on.
Just can't wait for the season. That's all I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah, can't wait to play Calhoun, right? Now, is that at Carrollton or Calhoun?
It's at Carrollton. I guess it'd be I think it's
1 o'clock game.
It's a Saturday. We have three Saturday games this year because of officiating. So there's a decline in officiating, mm-hmm. so we've had to move a lot to Saturdays. I like Saturday games because it prepares you for Saturday playoff games.
Yes.
But I know the reason these guys keep saying Calhoun is left a very bad taste in our mouth last year. We had some injuries. We had some kids in new positions, and they whipped us. They hadn't beat us like that in maybe ever.
Yeah.
So they outplayed us. They outdesired us, and I'm glad these guys have a bad taste in their mouth for that, and they want to fix that. So.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you, Calhoun, that Carrollton, Calhoun, Greenfield, all are so quality to keep everybody, keep all the teams looking good and practicing hard and wanting to win.
Yeah, and I've told you off record, you know, the rivalry between volleyball, between our programs, between girls basketball and the fun that brought this winter, and then the softball, you know, I mean, it's a good clean rivalry that we're just sharpening each other, and that's what small town sports are all about.
You're not kidding. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. We ran out of time today, and looking forward to seeing you guys playing this year. It's going to be fun. Take care.
Thank you.